Here he is right here. Wake up, wake up.
I ain't asleep. Hello there, Andy. Hello, Kingfish.
Hello, Amos.
Brother Amos, how is you today?
Oh, I feel a little better today. Ruby Taylor was down here, you know.
How long are they going to keep you in here?
Well, that's what I want to know. I wish I could get out of here. I ain't done nothing. I clear, I ain't.
Brother Amos, I've done had a long talk with a lawyer, and I won't bring him down here and let him talk to you.
I wish you would do that, Kingfish. See if you can't get me out of here, would you please?
Oh, it ain't nothing to worry about, Amos.
If you was in here, you'd worry too, Andy.
They thought that I had something to do with that thing.
Brother Amos, this lawyer asked me to get the story from you so I could tell him what it was before he come down here.
Well, hurry up if you're going to tell him, because you've got about 3 or 4 more minutes. What do you think this is, a social club?
Go ahead and tell the Kingfish again, Amos, so he can have it straight.
Well, Kingfish, Saturday night I got a phone call to bring a taxi cab over to the drugstore. And I was getting ready to go over to see Ruby Taylor, but I told her that I would be a little late because I had to make this call, you see.
Yes, go ahead.
And so I went over to the drugstore, and a man come out the drugstore. I can't remember whether I ever seen him before or not. And he got in the taxi cab and told me to drive down the street, and we picked up another man, you see.
I wish I could find my law book.
Go ahead, Brother Emil.
And this other man got in, and he told me to drive around the corner and stop at the side entrance to the first store, you see. It's kind of a back entrance to the place. And these two men went on the inside through that back door and got a red big bag and put it in the back of the taxi cab. And all of a sudden, the policeman start coming, and these two men run away and left me there, and the policeman's arrest me. But I ain't had nothing to do with it.
Say, do you expect the judge to believe that line of bunk?
Well, what are they going to do with you, Amos?
I don't know what they're going to do with me. I won't get out of here. That's what I won't do.
Well, Brother Amos, I'll tell the lawyer that and see if I can't get him to come down here and talk to you.
Yes.
I wish you would do something for me.
What did Ruby have to say to you?
Well, she was just as sweet as she could be. She said that she know that I ain't done nothing. She believes that I'm telling the truth.
Well, I don't believe that you was crazy enough to steal nothing myself.
Oh, I clear I ain't steal nothing, Andy. What I want to do, though, is get out of jail here. I sit here by myself with these great big iron bars up in front of me and cry all day and all night.
Well, crying ain't going to do you no good.
Brace up, Brother Amos. Remember that we is all brothers in that great fraternity, the Mystic Knights of the Sea.
Oh, sure, sure, Amos.
Yeah, that sound all right. But I wish the Lord or somebody would try to get me out of here.
How about old man Taylor trying to get you out of here?
Oh, I don't want him to know nothing about this. Ruby say that he would come down here and try to get me out. But I made him promise me that she wouldn't tell him nothing about it.
You is crazy, Amos.
Brother Amos, I is sure that Miss Taylor could come down here and get you out, because he could go your bail.
No, I don't want him to know nothing about it. Don't say nothing to him about it, please.
Well, if somebody don't go your bail, you're going to have to stay in here.
Yeah.
All right, boys, time's up.
Mister, let him stay here 2-3 more minutes, will you please, sir?
You heard me. Time's up. Come on, let's go.
Well, so long, Brother Amos.
So long, Amos. So long.
So long. Try to get me out of here, if you will, please. Come back to see me again, will you, and try to get me out, please.
Well, I kind of feel sorry for him, Kingfish.
You do look pitiful sitting in there, don't he?
All right, out this way, fellas.
Thank you, mister, for letting us out. Thank you, sir.
Much obliged to you, mister. Thank you, sir.
Come on, let's get out of this place. Boy, I don't like it around here.
I agree with you, Brother Andy. This here is a bad place to even visit.
It's fresh air. Boy, that smells good, don't it? Poor Amos. We has got to do something for him, Kingfish.
Well, we used to have some rich brothers in the lodge, but they has done dropped out. I wish the lodge could go as bail, that's what I wish.
How much is his bail? I don't think they done recited on how much it is yet, is it? They got him charged with robbery.
I hear that he was charged with grand larceny.
You hear what, Kingfish?
I say I hear that Amos is charged with grand larceny. He was comp relief.
He was.
He was a accomplice to the robbery, but they are charging him with grand larceny just the same.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Who is this coming down the street here?
Well, here comes Sylvester. That's who that is.
Do Sylvester know that Amos is in jail?
Yeah, I was talking to Sylvester this morning and told him that Amos was in jail, but I told him not to say nothing about it to Mr. Taylor, because I know that Amos didn't want Mr. Taylor to know nothing about it. Hello there, Sylvester.
Hello, Sylvester.
Hello, Miss Andy. Hello, Miss Kingsley.
What you got in the package there, Sylvester?
Well, I tell you, Miss Andy, Mama fixed up a fried chicken for Mr. Amos, and I was just taking it down to the jail.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Sylvester, that was nice of your mama to fix up a fried chicken for Amos.
Yeah, I should say so. It ain't so bad being in jail if you're going to get fried chicken.
I knew that Mr. Amos would like some fried chicken, so I asked Mama to fix it up for him. I got a bucket of soup here for him, too.
I believe I can smell it.
Well, you better go ahead, Sylvester, while that stuff is hot.
You didn't tell Mr. Taylor nothing about Amos being in jail, did you, Sylvester?
Oh, no, sir. I ain't told him nothing about it.
Well, Sylvester, you go ahead and take Amos that soup and chicken.
And in case that he don't eat everything, Sylvester, why, you might drop by the taxi cab office with it. I might eat a bowl of homemade soup myself or nibble on a piece of that chicken.
All right, Miss Andy. I'll see you gentlemen later.
So long, Sylvester.
So long.
Mm-mm. That soup. Boy, that certainly did smell good.
Yeah, I could smell that soup myself, Andy.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I smelled that soup all the time he was standing here. It smelled good. Something in there smelled good. I know that.
You know, Brother Andy, I was just thinking here. There's poor Amos down in jail there.
Yeah.
We've got to raise some money and get Amos out of this mess that he's in.
Yeah, that's right. I ain't holding nothing myself, though, Kingfish. I don't know what I'm going to do about it.
Well, we might put on a drive at the Lodge Hall, but I don't know if them brothers down there would give us anything or not. You know, I kind of feel sorry for Amos. I know that boy ain't done nothing, and this here thing is a serious thing.
He is always getting in some kind of trouble, though. I don't know what I'm going to do with Amos. Now he is charged with grand larceny. Boy, that's a mess, all right.
You know, Andy, we might get them slot machines for the Lodge Hall and see if we can't make some money and go Amos's bail.
You put 36 slot machines in that Lodge Hall and somebody gonna have to go our bail. We better figure out something else for Amos besides that.
I said you were right.